Hey guys, Coach Christy here. I'm just hanging out in the what I call my big barn while my herd has their daily feed. And I've had a podcast idea rattling around in my brain for a couple of weeks now, really. And so I just thought I would take a minute while I wait for them to finish their feed time and hang out with them. To share with you some of the ideas that I'm having. So I think that one of the things recently that's been a challenge for me to integrate into my horsemanship growth is the duality or the paradox that exists for almost every concept or skill or mindset that I am trying to develop so that I can manifest the best possible life for the horses who have been entrusted to me. So what I mean is things like this, guys. In order to be helpful with horses, we have to be ready to be firm, right? They're big animals and we could easily get hurt. And it's not hard if you've had horses your whole life, especially, to get complacent about the dangers and risks that are involved, even just with normal husbandry things around horses. My horses weigh in anywhere from 900 to probably closer to 1500 pounds. And I come in way less than that, maybe a little more than I want to, but way less than that. And so I think it's important for us to set really clear and non-negotiable boundaries regarding my personal space, regarding dominant behavior. You know, there's a lot of things that are very black and white for me and my horses. And as long as I stick to that and I have a mindset that this is the way it is, regardless of the situation, my horses are generally pretty accepting of that. It makes me think of a parenting, similar situation. When our kids were smaller, my husband was the king of saying maybe. And I always found it wildly frustrating because when he said maybe, what he meant was no, right? But he was too soft-hearted and caring, really, to be ready to just say no. Just say no. That's not okay. That's not going to work for me. Things like that. And I observed that maybe actually caused the girls to feel more emotional than if I just tell them yes or no, right? And oftentimes they would come to me with the question first because they knew that they could just get a straight and direct answer from me. Now, they had a lot more affection for their dad because he was also super good at being gentle without being a wuss, right? So we need to be as firm as necessary. But on the other end of the spectrum, the other side of that pendulum, we need to be as gentle as possible without being a pushover, without being a wimp. And that's one of the things my husband is super good at. So compiled us into a category, right? He would be the carrot person and I would be the stick. But we've learned to learn from each other and develop those skills that we are lacking because of the example our partner was setting. So that's one of the paradoxes, the dueling mindsets that has been a struggle for me to be as firm as necessary, but as gentle as I possibly can. Another thing that really I still am struggling with, effectiveness or appropriateness is honoring authentically who I am, who my horses are, who my husband is, who my dogs are, honoring them in all their glory as well as all of their challenges. So being able to celebrate my horses and my any partnership really for exactly who they are right now. But also at the same time, again, on the other end of the spectrum, strive to do better, right? To become the best version of ourselves, to empower each other, to grow and learn and develop more skills and better habits and things like that. And I find those two things really difficult to reconcile quite a bit of the time. And then another one, because of my experience with my Lusitano, Satori, who is experiencing some physical challenges, that it's been difficult to reconcile the, you know, let's do it just for fun or because it's fun mentality with let's make sure you're using your body in a biomechanically healthy way. I find that people who steer too far to the, you know, let's just do it for fun side of things often, first of all, aren't helping their horses to reach their fullest potential. They're physical beings, and being athletic is a big component to that. And I want to know as much as I possibly can about how am I using my body and how are they using theirs, so that when we come together, we create something that's more than what either one of us could do on our own, that is synergistic like that. But at the same time, it's so easy when you're studying biomechanics and healthy movement and things of that nature to get wildly wrapped up in, you know, systems and rules and boundaries even, and it sucks all the fun out of it. So, you know, there needs to be a balance between those mechanics with creativity and doing it just for the love of it and what feels good, right? So those two things are a challenge for me to keep in balance. And then the final thing that I'll talk to you guys about today, and there's probably way more if I, you know, sat down and really wrote down a list of all the like dueling mindsets that need to grow together, even though they kind of oppose each other, is the idea of being highly principled and knowing what you stand for, while at the same time being open to suggestion and learning new things. You know, the whole saying of if you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything, has been an important sort of foundational, you know, idea, paradigm for me from a very small age. Integrity is a human condition that I value almost above all else. And when somebody steps out of their integrity and does some, you know, says one thing and then does another, that's really hard for me to reconcile. I really lose a lot of respect for those folks. And I would much rather someone declare that, hey, I'm kind of a jerk and my actions reflect that, than someone, you know, say in a public setting, you know, I'm a kind and caring person, but behind the barn they're, you know, whacking on their horses and giving them a hard time. But at the same time, it's important for me to understand that humans are fallible. And I know without a doubt that I have put people on a pedestal and hero worshiped folks that it was unfair for me to do it in the way that I did. I set, a set of rules or guidelines on their behavior that's unrealistic to expect anyone to be able to maintain on the long term. So I find that balance is really what I'm trying to discover here in all of those habits or concepts. And right now, what I'm going to decide to do is embrace the uncertainty. I know without a doubt that the greatest cause of most of my unhappiness is when I resist reality, when I get mad at the way the things are. And even that has a duality to it, right? Like, how can I, you know, be accepting of the now, right? Accepting of the way things are, and also at the same time want to grow and innovate and do better. I want to be able to do both of those things. I want to be able to ride English and Western. I want to go trail riding, but maybe someday show and compete in some fashion. But from a trail rider perspective, not necessarily a trail class, but for the fun of it and see what's possible between me and my horses. So I'm starting to babble a little bit now, guys, but I think that the biggest thing is maybe I'm just going to embrace that duality, that there will be days that my pendulum swings to the left and there'll be days that my pendulum swings to the right. And the hope, I think, is that each time the pendulum swings, it's not quite as extreme. So at the end of the day, I'm just going to embrace the duality of those principles and just keep doing the best I can. I hope this little babbling, wandering of thought is useful to you in some way. And if you are enjoying my podcast, I would consider it a close personal favor if you would share it with anyone who you think might find it interesting as well. Like, comment, share, rate, review, depending on, you know, what platform you're listening to me on, and help me grow my audience. I sure would be grateful. I'm grateful to you now just for listening to me. So I hope that wherever you are in the world, guys, that you're having a fantastic day. Accept reality, and at the same time, seek excellence. Thanks, guys. Have a great day. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye.